This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the nation's on fire. Usually I open the show by saying the root is on fire, but the nation is on fire tonight. And I'm telling you, President Trump came out with a great speech. Excuse the pun, it's only a pun, with guns blazing. In his brief remarks moments ago, Trump said he would deploy military resources to stop the violence and unrest, a move with little precedent in the past few decades, and insisted he was an ally to the peaceful protesters and that his administration is committed to justice for the Floyd family. That's the perfect combination. I said this over the weekend, and I sent a note to all the president's people and said, address the nation, because my people are hysterical. My people are scared. My people, the people that believe in Wayne Root, that listen to Wayne Root, that watch Wayne Root, that own homes, that own businesses, that respect the law, that pay taxes, the bedrock of America, the salt, you know, the actual, what makes America great? What makes America great? The small business owners, the taxpayers, the homeowners, these are the gun owners. The people that believe in the Constitution, salt of the earth people, the same ones that used to go to tea parties that the government maligned, and Obama maligned, and the media maligned, and Hillary called deplorables, best people in the world, salt of the earth. Those people were never scared of COVID, not for a second. I was never scared of COVID, not for a serious second. Scared to death of the dangerous, vile people loose on the streets that have very bad intentions, vile intentions. They want to burn our businesses. They want to burn our homes. They want to loot our businesses. They want to intimidate us, and they want to beat and murder people. And I said there's got to be a combination for this president. One, tell the black voters of America, we're on your side. Nobody likes what they saw. Not one white person I know in this world likes what they saw with that white cop with his knee on the black guy's face. Well, the guy screams, I can't breathe, you're going to kill me. And the crowd screams, stop it, you're killing him. And the cop did nothing with facial look on his face. It looked like he was drugged out of his mind, the cop. He had no facial response of any kind. He wasn't screaming back at the crowd. He wasn't screaming at the guy under his knee. Something's wrong. But okay, let's get beyond that. Every white person in America, you had all of us agreeing with you. It was terrible. You can't allow that. You can't allow any cop to do that to anyone, let alone a black kid, a black guy, a black old man. I don't care what age they are. You can't do it. And Trump should say that. We're on your side. We want justice. But then he's got to say to the people who commit violence, we're not on your side. We're going to throw you in prison for years to come. It's got to be a combination of that kind of peace and that kind of strength. And he did it. Here's a summary of what he said. Trump says his first duty is to defend the country and the people. His administration is committed to justice for the Floyd family. He's an ally of the peaceful protesters. But violence is not an act of peaceful protesters, and says instances of violence are acts of domestic terror. Trump is mobilizing civilian and military resources to stop the rioting. He has recommended governors deploy the National Guard. He told governors to deploy the Guard to dominate the streets. His words, dominate the streets. And he will deploy military if cities and states will not act. Trump says he's dispatching thousands of armed soldiers. And we suspect the reason for the delays in his remarks are that police are firing tear gas as we speak. Flashbangs. Probably rubber bullets like they used on the Vegas Strip last night to disperse protests right near the White House. I told his people, you've got to get out there and get on top of this and address the nation. And then he went out and berated the governors earlier today for taking a weak approach to ending violence. And he was right. He was right. He says, I'm your president of law and order. He says the top U.S. military officer is in charge as the Floyd protests rocked the nation, the George Floyd protests. In a contentious call with the nation's governors, he said he's putting America's highest-ranking military officer in charge. General Miley, who's head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is a fighter, a warrior, this is Trump's words, and a lot of victories and no losses. And he hates to see the way it's being handled in the various states, and I put him in charge. Now, the governor said it was a crazy speech. Trump's crazy. So how about we just read it word for word? Because I remember when they all said, what he did with Ukraine, terrible person, it was a crime. It was bribery. And then I heard Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. And guess what I thought? As a smart human being, as a son of a butcher who grew up with nothing, was born into nothing and grew up with nothing, and learned to live on the streets of New York in an almost all-black town, and almost the only white kid at an all-black high school, and then graduated valedictorian and got into Columbia University, and graduated with honors from Columbia, and went on to become a successful self-made millionaire time and time again in business, although I lost him several times too. I think I'm the American dream. I think I'm the all-American. My background is as all-American as it gets, and when I heard Trump's phone call, I said, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Zero. Zero. So let's talk about what he said to the governors today. I've got the exact words. Trump said what happened in Minnesota, and then it's garbled. It shows garbled. They were garbled. Stuff all over the world. They took over the police department. The police were running down the street, sirens blazing, the rest of them running. It was on camera, and then they wiped out. Meaning they wiped out the police station. You probably have to build a new one. I've never seen anything like it. The whole world was laughing. 2 days later, I spoke to the governor, and then it's garbled, it says. And all of a sudden, I said, you got to use the National Guard. They didn't at first, then they did. And I'll tell you, I don't know what it was, Governor. The third night, fourth night, those guys walked through that stuff like it was butter. They walked right through, and you haven't had any problems since. I mean, they know. They're not going to go there. Now they'll go to some other place. He's referring to the rioters. But once you called out and you dominated, you took the worst place and you made it. They didn't even cover it last night because there was so little action. You dominated. Now what's happened in New York, and I have to tell you, I live in Manhattan. What's going on in Manhattan, I have no idea. New York's finest, they've got to be allowed to do their jobs. I don't know what's happening in Manhattan, but it's terrible. And because it's New York, because it's Manhattan, it gets a lot of press. But New York's going to have to toughen up, and we'll send you the National Guard if you want. You have the largest police force in the country, 40,000 people, but what's going on in New York is terrible. What went on last night in Los Angeles with the stores and the storefronts, terrible. No domination. You have to dominate. We're strongly looking for arrests. You have to get much tougher. He's talking to the governors. This is the president talking to the governors. We're going to get over it. I know Governor Wolf's on the phone, and we spoke. I fully agree with the way they've handled the last couple of days. I asked them to do that, and a lot of men. We have a lot of men. But people aren't calling them up. You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run all over you. You look like a bunch of jerks. You have to dominate. And you have to arrest people. You have to try people. And they have to go to jail for long periods of time. See, here's the thing. Trump talks just like me. It's so funny. I get the same criticisms as Trump. And Right Wing Watch and Media Matters, they all hate me for the same reason they hate Trump. I talk the same way, like a New York street guy. And like a tough guy. Because, heck, I got beat up 1,000 times. Always because I was white. You know, so much to the racism of America. Oh, there's no racism by blacks. Of course not. I was just a white kid in an all-black school. Got beat up and tortured and threatened 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, till I learned how to fight. And I kicked some ass and knocked some people out and knocked some teeth out of their mouth against people who were aggressors against me. Never in my life did I take the first shot. I only answered in self-defense and defending my life. I beat some people up to save my life. And suddenly, no one ever touched me again. This is what Trump is talking about. The average liberal doesn't even understand anything I just said. This is what Trump's talking about. You have to dominate them. You have to run over them. You have to knock their teeth out and teach them a lesson. They're bad guys. You only do it in self-defense. Only when they attack you first do you have to hit them with overwhelming power. And then they will back down like little wussies and run away crying. Except they're going to run away crying in handcuffs and be in jail for the next 10 years. Trump is right. Wayne Root saw it on the streets of New York. Continue with what Trump said. I saw what happened in Philadelphia. I saw what happened in Dallas where they kicked the guy to death. I don't know if he died or not, but if he didn't, it's a miracle. What they did to him, they were kicking him like I've never seen anything like that in my life. People don't talk about that. They're talking about a lot of other things. They don't talk about that, so he's right again. They only talk about the black guy who was killed, and that was wrong. Terrible. What they did to George Floyd, terrible. But so what? You don't talk about the white guy with a kick in the head 12 times while he's on the ground. He's probably close to death. He says, I saw what happened in Dallas. And those kids, they're all on camera. Wise guys. And it's coming from the radical left. You know it. Everyone knows it. But it's also looters. And it's people that figure out they can get free stuff by running into stores and running out with TV sets. I saw it. The kid has a lot of stuff he puts in the back of a brand new car and drives off. You have every one of these guys on tape. Why aren't you prosecuting them? Now the harder you are, the tougher you are, the less likely it is we're going to be hit. Meaning it's never going to happen again. It's not going to happen in other cities if you prosecute them and put them in jail for many years. You can't let people loot stores. Anyway, you get the drift of what Trump's saying. It's all fantastic, and it sounds like Wayne Root on the radio. Trump and I are the same person. My God, both raised on the streets of New York, and both learned very young. It's all about power. You've got to intimidate them before they intimidate you, and then you're dead. You got to take control of the situation. You know what it reminds me of? SWAT. One guy is selling some drugs in his house. Maybe he has a gun, maybe he doesn't. They send a SWAT team of 20 guys in, heavily armed, with motorized vehicles. And they just throw them on the ground and take control. And that's how you keep the police alive and you put the bad guys away. SWAT. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The root's on fire, and unfortunately the country is as well. I mean, this is war. I've got a lifelong friend and mentor, one of the brightest men I'll ever meet in my lifetime. I love the guy, and he's retired now, lives in Texas. And he said, Wayne, we are at war. My God, the United States of America is at war. We are in a civil war right now. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, we are at war right now. And that's why Trump vows to mobilize federal resources to end the riots. I will fight to protect you. This can't go on anymore. I'll bet he has my letter in his hand when he wrote this. I sent the letter last night to his top insiders who see the president every day, who sit outside his office. And I said, actually, let me get it for you. Let me get you what I sent to the president. And you know that my exact words are what he's talking about. So here's what I sent last night. Tell the president he must address the nation. His voters are scared to death and shocked at what they're seeing. He must address this. He is our CEO. We need to know what he's going to do. This comes after 3 months of lockdown and business shutdown. Now we're shut down again for riots? Should we never reopen? Question mark. People are talking about the end of America. He needs to lead now. War. That was sent to the top insiders who sit around the President of the United States and hand them my commentaries and hand them my thoughts. And sure enough, he addressed the nation today, and it sounds like exactly what I wanted. Got to be a law and order address. And as I said on Twitter yesterday, the president has to do two things. One, law and order, defend the good people, taxpayers, store owners from the looters and the burners and the robbers and the rioters. That's your job as government. And number two, let the black people of America know we're on your side with this guy, George Floyd. I'm sorry it happened. It looks terrible. It looks awful. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. I'm not a fan of face coverings, but I got to tell you, I just went out literally today. It drives me crazy. I went to Albertsons, the supermarket, and there must have been 100 people inside, and 99 had masks. I was the only one without one. Because it's not mandatory, so I don't wear a mask. It's 100 degrees outside. There's no reason for masks anymore. Guess what? Everyone wears them now. I went in the bank, and in the bank, they have no. At one of my banks, it's mandatory, and the other one, it's not. And for the last 3 months, I've walked in the bank, never worn a mask once. And the teller's never had a mask. Guess what I found when I walked in today? Every teller had a mask. They've changed the policy. And all the people in the bank had a mask except for me. So you have to have a mask. I had one in my car, and it's not mandatory, so I didn't bring it into either place. But the fact is, there are some places, Costco, you have to wear it. And by the way, I was at Costco over the weekend, and I wore it, and I hated it. I can't stand a mask. I can't stand the way it looks on me. I can't stand the way it looks on you. I can't stand what it does to all of us. We're nameless, faceless people. My God, I feel like we're in a nation like Saudi Arabia. All the women are forced to close up their face. You can never see who's behind the veil. Is that what you want for America? It makes me sick. And I gag on the damn thing. I can't breathe. I hate masks. But guess what? I've got the one mask that's decent. Because you got to use a mask that works. If you've got to use one, if you're going to have to use one, then use one that works. So I've got the Boomer Naturals mask, a highly recommended consumer covering 30-day, 30-use protective face cover sizes for adults and all your children, made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, which can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings, and it lasts up to 30 days, so it costs less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20. So go to BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, and then use code WARRADIO20. And save 20% and get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. New York City announced a curfew today. A good example of what Trump's talking about. These mealy-mouthed, weakling, communist, radical, terrorist-supporting governors and mayors. New York City announced an 11 p.m. curfew. Now, I had Bernie Kerik on to lead off the show. And off mic, Bernie Kerik said to me, "Can you believe an 11 o'clock curfew?" And I said, you know, I was going to say that. And I never got to discuss it with him on the show because there were so many other topics. All curfews should be at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And he said 8 is the absolute latest ever. You cut it off when it gets dark out because criminals own the night. You don't set an 11 p.m. curfew. It's of no use. They could have already burned your town down between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. How stupid. Mayor of New York, Communist de Blasio, Governor of New York, Cuomo, moron, whose actions resulted in, what is it now, almost 10,000, I believe, elderly people died in nursing homes in New York. Unbelievable how bad these people are. When we get back, lots more to talk about, lots of guests. Oh, so much going on, I can't get it all in a show. I need about 12 hours a day. Wayne Root Radio all day.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Independent medical examiners are revealing how George Floyd died.
The evidence is consistent with mechanical asphyxia as the cause of death and homicide as the manner of death.
Dr. Alicia Wilson, making her comments during a briefing, Family attorney Benjamin Crump and other attorneys on the case want officers at the scene to be charged with first-degree murder. President Trump telling governors it's up to them to keep their state safe and that the federal government is there to back them up. The president reminding them,
we have a lot of men. We have all the men and women that you need. But people aren't calling them up. You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks. You have to dominate.
And June 1st marks the official start of hurricane season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, as General George Washington used to say, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day here on the Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered. We prepare for war and we go to war. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Newest sponsor to the show. We got so many sponsors, they're knocking our doors down. Tomorrow I'm about to sign another one, and the day after another one. The MAGA Mall is our newest sponsor. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. They say the vast majority of MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use the promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout from the highest quality MAGA product website in the world, themagamall.com. You got to use the. Themagamall.com. The, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. 10% off your order when you use promo code WAR10. We've got one of our regular guests on, Megan Barth. Her website, as you all know, ReaganBabe.com. It's a wild time to be alive, is it not, Megan Barth?
It is a wild time to be alive. Who knew that COVID would go away if we only wanted to riot?
Hey, Megan, you got to talk up. We could barely hear you. I'm not sure if you're on speaker or your sound isn't high enough, but speak up, darling.
I'm sorry. Is that a little
there
hard?
We go. Beautiful. There we go.
Okay. Thank you. What a time to be alive. Who knew that the commie virus, COVID, would suddenly disappear if all we wanted to do was riot? I mean, if we wanted to get our hair cut, we couldn't because of the virus. If we wanted to vote, we couldn't because of the virus. If we wanted to go work out at our gym, we couldn't because of the virus. But if we want to go out and destroy, commit arson.
Megan, you got to hold the phone right up against your mouth. We're not hearing you. You're going in, you're going out, you're going in, you're going out. Could barely hear you.
I don't know why.
Yeah, just keep your mouth near the phone. That's all. Just going in and out.
Okay. So if we want to commit murder, assault, arson, the commie virus all of a sudden disappears, and our right to assembly, which I guess means anarchy now, according to the left, will be, basically given a pass. And so what we're watching is anarchy on the streets. There's anarchy specifically in Democrat-run cities, and many governors, and think of from Nevada governor, quite frankly, because he showed force against anarchy. And that's exactly, you need to show force as a deterrent to criminals and to anarchy. And that's what we're not witnessing protests. We're witnessing anarchy.
Let's go back, because I didn't really hear what you said about the Nevada governor. Again, you're going in and out, Megan. I'm having a hard time hearing you. The Nevada governor, in your opinion, showed force, is what you're saying?
Yes.
You think Democrat Sisolak did a good job for once?
Yes, I do.
Well, but here's my point.
As soon as Antifa showed up in Reno, he called the National Guard to the street. And as soon as some, rioters, some trucks with bricks were showing up, and I give the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, they were ticketing people to the failure to disperse. So as long as the law is enforced, we will not have anarchy on our streets.
So here's what I would say, okay? Did Vegas police do a good job last night? Yes. I don't know if you give Governor any credit for that. That's the sheriff of this town, Joe Lombardo, a Republican, by the way. That's not the governor. The governor could have called out the National Guard in Vegas. I know he called it out in Reno, where his mansion is located, the governor's mansion. He did not call out the National Guard in Las Vegas, knowing that bad stuff was on the way. So I do not give him credit. Maybe he gets credit in Reno, but how could you leave the Vegas Strip without the the National Guard when you know bad things are coming. He knew it was coming, and the entire Summerlin was scared yesterday. Every homeowner in Summerlin, everyone called me to say, oh my God, they're coming. Black Lives Matter is coming. Antifa is coming. And they did have a demonstration in downtown Summerlin, but the police here had nothing to do with the governor. Did a great job, and I know the commander here of Summerlin very well personally. She put out a welcome for them that they knew they had to just act respectfully, and they did. And that's fine. Protests are fine, but you can't commit violence, and thank God there was none on exhibit in Summerlin. So I think it's the police that get the credit, and I'll give Joe Lombardo and the Vegas Metropolitan Police credit. I do not give the governor of our state credit, who did not call out the National Guard in Las Vegas. But you're up in the north, so you saw a very different show of force with National Guard up there, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll give credit where credit is due. And maybe Sarah Lombardo didn't need the backup and the show of the National Guard, because the LVP Metro did a fantastic job, as did the Summerlin Police Department, because I had friends driving by taping it. And it looked like basically all of the Black Lives Matter Antifa protesters weren't shipped into Summerlin. You know, these types of folks rely on mass transit. They caught Vegas, Wayne. They caught anarchists from Nevada in New York. So they went to New York because they know that Nevadans overall don't put up with their BS. And many of my friends actually went into the protesting crowd just in case something got out of hand.
Hey, Megan, let me make a request, because my audience loves you. I'm telling you, they love you, but we can't hear you. Can you shift the phone to the other side? Sometimes when people talk into one side, it's bad, and then they talk on the other, and it's loud and clear. Let's try it, because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Is this better?
Let's try it. Let's keep going. Let's try it. I want to talk about the LGBT office building that got torched during the D.C. riots. I didn't even know about that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so there was a LGBT employee of this publisher's or online office in D.C., and they were all for the protests, even all for the riots, and they just happened to fall victim to the rioters. Their glass was smashed, their storefront destroyed, everything was looted, the computers, et cetera. So the left is going to be, some of them, I think, are going to be singing a different tune when they realize that they have been infiltrated, many of them, by these anarchists. What many of them, however, are doing is cheering anarchy, and they don't realize exactly what's going to rain down on them as far as what Bill Barr is preparing. And so the LGBT movement, they might have their rainbow fists up in the air, but if they're going to align themselves with anarchists, there's going to be hell to pay.
And by the way, I've been saying throughout, and that sounded much better, by the way. I think it was just the side you're talking to on that cell phone.
Okay.
Much better. So I've been saying throughout the show, I mentioned to Bernie Kerik, my buddy, who used to be the New York City police commissioner during 9/11, one of the most respected police commissioners and police experts in this country, law enforcement experts. And I said to Bernie, it's time, if you're going to declare Antifa domestic terrorists, which President Trump is now doing, isn't it time to conduct a massive DOJ investigation of George Soros as the man who funds domestic terrorism? It's obvious they're getting money in a coordinated conspiracy to attack cities all over this country. They're getting money from very rich sources. I would say the odds are pretty good that George Soros is the number one source funding these domestic terrorists. Any thoughts from you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's already some, investigations related to that. If you look at what happened to five various groups throughout the country over the past couple weeks, they were infused, one in Nevada called Plan Nevada, they were infused with $15 million, five groups. So let's just say they each got $3 million. Much of that money went to rapid response. Now, what we witnessed was a rapid response, where all of these riots were coordinated, timed accordingly. Pallets of bricks were shipped to certain cities. They even found pallets of bricks in Kansas. They found pallets of bricks in Minnesota. They found pallets of bricks in New York. And the list goes on and on. And so this coordinated effort requires encrypted communication. Getting these thugs into each city requires money, funding for BRICS requires some money. There's a lot of funding that goes into the anarchist movement because the goal, the ultimate goal of the radical left is to what? Fundamentally transform this country. And you can't have a revolution without violence. And so what we are witnessing is violence on the streets, not to just take over the presidency, but to literally overthrow the government. This is a seditious conspiracy, and it is well-funded by very wealthy financiers who fund a variety of organizations through the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros'
Soros, yes.
And many of these grassroots organizations that we find throughout Texas, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, you name it, all feed off that funding.
Right. Someone's giving them the money. We got to go after them. I mean, don't we do this with regular Islamic terrorism? We go after the sources of money and either take the money, freeze the assets, put them in jail. Why aren't we doing that with Soros and all his friends in domestic terrorism? Hey, Megan, I thought of a great idea, by the way. If they're going to drop millions of dollars worth of bricks in every city, why don't we intercept them and use them to build the wall with Mexico? There's an idea for you. Hey, Megan, we love having you on. Website, ReaganBabe.com, and continue your great work for the conservative movement. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, that is a really good idea. If they're going to ship bricks to all the cities, let's grab them and let's load them onto dump trucks. Let's drive them to the Mexican border and let's build the damn wall. Let George Soros pay for it. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, George, are you listening? Isn't that a great idea? Send more bricks, George. We'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Trump of Las Vegas, they call me, and the Beast. The Daily Beast magazine, liberal magazine, Wayne Allyn Root, the Trump of Las Vegas. I'm proud to be the Trump of Vegas. Look at what Trump just did. He comes out and says, no more fooling around. No more pussyfooting around. I'm sending in the military. We're not fooling around. We're going to arrest you or we're going to shoot you if you're a bad guy. And good people who want to demonstrate, great. And what happened with Floyd? Very bad. All good comments from Trump. Now I want you to see the reaction from crazy liberal activist groups, no doubt funded by George Soros. They send me all these texts. They all think my last name is an Hispanic name. And they send me all these texts urging me to vote in Spanish multiple times. If I don't vote, I'll be deported if I don't vote against Trump. So they're actively going after illegal aliens to convince them to vote or they'll be deported. And look what they just said. They send me texts all day long. And they've been sending me texts all weekend. We're going to protest in Vegas. We're going to protest in Dallas. We're going to protest in Florida. And look what they sent now. Urgent. Listen to this one. Urgent. Trump is sending in the military. Do not disobey orders. You will be arrested or worse. This is not a false alarm. All caps, not. We strongly advise everyone to stay home and off the streets. Do not risk your life. Trump is cracking down and serious. Well, folks, I love that. That's what you see. Trump said you got to intimidate them. You got to lock them down. You got to scare the bejesus out of them that they're going to go to jail for life. Or you're going to shoot a bad guy who's got a gun or a knife or is setting fires or is looting a store. You got to take action, man. If your life is in danger, a store owner has got to shoot these people. But you don't shoot peaceful people. You don't shoot peaceful demonstrators. You can't shoot someone who's unarmed. But if someone's armed or setting a fire that could kill you and destroy your property, absolutely you have every right to defend your property. And absolutely the army should be there, not just the National Guard. The United States military should be called out to stop this George Soros, in my opinion, type of funded domestic terrorism. And if it's not George Soros, it's a group of globalist, communist, Marxist billionaires all around the world with an eye towards destroying America and capitalism. Sponsor of this segment of the show, speaking of capitalism, Liberty Health Share. I had kidney stones just last month. You wouldn't even know it, right? I missed nothing. I didn't miss a day because we already planned Memorial Day weekend to be off on Friday and to be off on Monday. And so I had the surgery on Friday, and by Monday I was like 90%, and by Tuesday morning, 100% worked out in the gym hard and then did my show Tuesday afternoon. Never missed a day. How did that work out? How did that happen? Capitalism. Free markets, man. Liberty Health Share. It is Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members for 4 years, and I've saved $18,000 a year in premiums. That's $72,000 and counting. I've saved $72,000. Wow. Add 18 to 72. By next year, I'll have saved $90,000 by belonging to Liberty Health Share. So if you do get sick, if something goes wrong, you have to pay a few bills here or there. If you save $90,000, you can certainly afford, with the money you put aside from saving $90,000, you can pay for a few medical bills yourself. And that's kind of what Liberty Health Share is. The best way for me to describe it is, instead of thinking they're going to pay for everything, they pay for the serious stuff and you pay for the little stuff. And they've done a great job for me. They really have. So thank you, Liberty Health Share. God bless you. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. They've been great for Wayne Root. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Some of the other big news stories that I haven't gotten to yet today. Police chief breaks down after describing how Richmond, Virginia leftist rioters torched a home with children inside and then blocked the fire department. We'll talk about that later in the show. The Raleigh police chief, what a moron. I mean, just a complete moron. Cassandra Deck Brown. She says, "You're on your own." The Raleigh police chief says she will not put officers in harm's way to protect property. Well, then don't get upset. Don't get your panties in an uproar, darling. When someone like Wayne Root defends his property and shoots a bad guy dead because the police aren't there to protect us, and you're telling us that. So it's up to us to defend our homes and our stores. And you could damn well believe if the person coming to my store is armed, not if they're not armed, but if they're armed, I'm going to shoot them. Get it? Who wouldn't? An Omaha, Nebraska bar owner shoots a protester who was assaulting him and won't face charges. Good. God bless that bar owner. Leftists vow to burn his bar down. Here's a video of a mom attacked in Rochester, New York by these lowlife scumbuckets. These vicious, horrible people. This gal lived above a jewelry store. She comes down from the upstairs apartment. She thinks banging is the owner putting wooden planks over his windows. It's not. It's the bad guys, the looters and the burners and the rioters trying to get in the jewelry store. And I'll tell you what they did to her when we get back. And then, of course, we've got two New York attorneys arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at the police and trying to burn alive four police officers. New York attorneys! Scum. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, SunnyBay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.